This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Well, some breaking news today. President Trump confirming that the Philadelphia Eagles will be invited to the White House to celebrate their Super Bowl win. Yeah, baby. And the Eagles are going to accept. So it's going to be a great day. I'm excited. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 30 minutes of nonstop talk brought to you by our friends at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. I know they're going to be excited that the Eagles are going to be invited to the White House officially by the president because they're huge Eagles fans over at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Now, Brianna Lyman, my buddy, we had a bumper last week, and she's joining us now, and they keep trying to keep us apart on Jimmy Fallon's show on Fox News Saturday night. I don't know why. They're just scared of us together. It's like Wonder Twin Powers activate, although I don't even think you're old enough for that reference, Brianna Lyman. But nevertheless, welcome back to the show, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. I'm thinking we're going to have to start rioting soon.
Yeah, we are. If they don't put us back together, we're going to have to tear the place down. Definitely. No doubt. How are you? I haven't talked to you in forever. You're all over the place, though. You're on every show. You're crushing it. So great job.
Well, thank you. I've been listening to you on Dana Perino's podcast. So you have been the one crushing it.
My buddy, Dana. She's the best. You're the best. And by the way, Brianna is also the elections correspondent for The Federalist. She got a couple of recent pieces over there. I want to talk to you about a couple of different things. But I love this one about NBC settles a $30 million defamation lawsuit after fake news about this doctor at ICE facilities. So give us a story here, Brianna. Tell us about it. This is the Trump era is a wake up call for the media. And I don't know if you heard Caroline Levitt today at the White House press briefing say, legacy media, you're going to start taking a back seat. We're going to start bringing in some new faces to this room. I love it.
Oh, absolutely. So the NBC story. So it's unclear if the I can't pronounce his first name, but Dr. Amin, if he got the full $30 million that he was seeking. This was settled. It was not disclosed how much it was given. So that's up in the air. But he was working at an ICE facility down in Georgia back in 2020 when a whistleblower came forward and basically alleged that he was collecting uteruses, that he was performing unnecessary hysterectomies. And despite the fact that there was only two hysterectomies that he performed, both were approved by ICE, and both women who got the hysterectomies signed a consent form, NBC Universal still nonetheless went forward with these whistleblower allegations despite lack of evidence. You had people like Rachel Maddow and Chris Hayes and others who were promulgating this story and basically maligning this doctor as a, you know, collector of uteruses, someone who's doing, you know, medical malpractice, so to speak. And as it turns out, the judge ended up finding that this has to go to jury because a jury could reasonably find that, you know, NBC Universal did this with bad intent. And of course, they've now settled. But I think it just goes to show you that holding the propaganda press accountable not only is important for people to do, but it is necessary in order to help them course correct when they're not willing to do so themselves.
Yeah, that's a great point, because I think that this idea that the media can just say whatever the hell they want because of the First Amendment, that's not the case. The government can't put them in prison over it, but that doesn't mean they can't be held responsible for when they just blatantly lie and purposely lie and do so with an agenda, which they do. I mean, all the time. It's what we see. It's become commonplace with them lately.
Yeah, and you know, MSNBC and NBC Universal, I should say, isn't the first one. Recently, CNN had a massive defamation case that was also settled. It's not clear how much that was settled for, but it involved a Navy veteran, Zachary Young, who was working to evacuate people from Afghanistan in the wake of the deadly withdrawal. And CNN ran a segment, and in the Chiron, they called it black market operations. And he ended up losing all of his security contracts because he was tied in the story to black market operations. And CNN tried to say, well, black market doesn't mean anything nefarious. We just mean we're hiding from the bad people in Afghanistan. That's all. But a reasonable person would understand black market to be something nefarious. So he ended up winning a massive defamation suit, even though CNN fought tooth and nail to try and justify this deliberate misrepresentation.
I mean, CNN is it's amazing to me how they like they keep losing, and it makes me happy. I don't know why. I think it makes me happy because they're always the standard for things. When you watch movies and television shows, Wolf Blitzer and his beard is always the guy in like Mission Impossible and this new crappy Netflix show Zero Day. You know what I mean? Like, they're always going to them to give a show that has politics credibility, and it annoys the hell out of me. So I love to see them keep losing these fights.
Absolutely. And this knocks their credibility down a lot of notches, because you and I could talk until we're blue in the face about the, you know, mischaracterizations, about the character assassinations, and just about the spin that they put on every single piece of, you know, so-called news that they put out there. But some people will never be convinced, because that's just you and I talking. But when you have a jury of peers holding CNN accountable for defamation, right, when you have the Sandman case occurring where they had to pay big bucks, these are indisputable facts, so to speak, about CNN's credibility ranking and their bias that we see every day.
Brianna Lyman is with me, elections correspondent for The Federalist, thefederalist.com, another great site that is not part of the legacy media that will be invited to the White House more and more and be part of that, which is great. And speaking of media lies, you have a piece at The Federalist you wrote about Dan Bongino when he was tapped to be the deputy director of the FBI. Media lies about Dan Bongino's law enforcement career in a bid to shield the FBI from oversight. So Caroline Levitt went out there today and defended Dan Bongino because the media keeps listing him as a right-wing podcaster as if that's all it is, and neglecting also that he also has a radio show, but he also has a distinguished law enforcement career on top of that, in addition to a widely successful radio and podcasting show.
Yeah. I mean, he served in the NYPD for, I believe, it was 4 years, and then he did Secret Service for, what was that, I want to say 12 or 11 years. He served under both Bush and Obama. So this is a man who partisan politics does not matter. He's there to serve his country, which right there is just an indictment of his character. But the reason that the propaganda press and even the commentators who are critiquing his appointment are calling him just a right-wing commentator is they are trying to delegitimize him. They're trying to take a stab at his credibility by saying, well, he doesn't have relevant experience, so anything that he does in his position should be taken, you know, with a grain of salt, so to speak. And the reason they have to cast this shadow of doubt is because Dan Bongino has been very vocal about his positions on the FBI, about their credibility, about the raid on Mar-a-Lago, things that every other American has been thinking he's been vocal on. And so they don't want potential oversight coming from Dan Bongino to be taken seriously by people who are still under the control of the propaganda press.
Yeah, and the getting answers on things, like I was talking to Susan Crabtree earlier today from Real Clear Politics, getting answers on things like Thomas Crooks, for example, and his encrypted communications. And Brianna, we still have no idea who this guy was, the motive in Butler. It's as if the story has completely gone away. And what I like about Bongino in that role is here's a guy who comes from the Secret Service, who's joining the FBI. And Butler, as far as I'm concerned, needs to be investigated as thoroughly as Dallas in 1963 needs to be investigated, because there's so many issues surrounding that particular day. But then also a couple weeks later, this guy gets around Trump's golf course. So I like the fact that Bongino is going to be able to weave his Secret Service background into that investigation. I think he'll be a big asset into that.
Absolutely. And you know, one of the reasons why there's such a lack of clarity and transparency into what happened is because of the propaganda press themselves. A functioning media would have demanded answers in a way that would have made it impossible for the FBI and the Biden administration to withhold any kind of evidence or any information that they had, right? A functioning press would have the types of reporters we saw, you know, 4 or 5 decades ago, who got to the bottom of it no matter what it took. And you mentioned Susan Crabtree. She has done an excellent job reporting, but she's just one woman. She can't do it all, right? There has to be an operation from everyone in the media, but there's not, because they don't actually care that Donald Trump was nearly assassinated.
You tweeted today a story about a Texas rancher who was killed by a cartel IED near the southern border. Now, a lot of people are pointing out the fact that if the drug cartels are putting IEDs on American soil, Brianna Lyman, I mean, that's about as close to an act of war as you can get without actually declaring war. That's a major problem here in the United States of America. The cartels have the cojones to think that they can get away with doing that.
Yeah, and this, unfortunately, this rancher isn't the first one. We've seen past incidents in prior years of people who live along the border getting hurt. We've seen Americans getting murdered in, you know, in their own communities. So best to say that. But it's not just the Mexican cartels that need to be held accountable. Look, the Mexican cartels and the Mexican government are inextricably intertwined with one another. You know, the Mexican government seems to be scared of the cartels. I'm not sure to the extent of which they're operating with them, but there's clearly not a appetite for accountability on their behalf. And I hope that Donald Trump and this administration takes this act of violence, like you said, that could even be thought of as an act of, you know, war. Maybe war is not the right word, but, you know, it's an instigating act. I hope they take it seriously, because that's unacceptable that we allow these cartels to operate this way.
Yeah, it's nuts. And I think that if you are watching the show Landman, by the way, or have you seen that show with Billy Bob Thornton?
I have not.
Oh, it's really good. It's one of Taylor Sheridan's shows, so the guy behind Yellowstone. There's a whole subplot about the cartels and the oil fields in Texas and how much power they have over there. So it's just like kind of life imitating art thing. But it's scary to think about how the cartels have operated. And I was very happy to hear today Caroline Leavitt talk about how there were only a couple hundred border crossings, and even how now refugee shelters for illegal immigrants are closing down because they don't have people coming over the border. So already Tom Holman just coming out there and just even speaking scares people into not trying to cross the border illegally. I think Tom Holman has that effect on people. He just comes out and says something and people are like, all right, you know what? I'm going to hold off on crossing.
Oh, I would absolutely be, you know, shaking my boots if Tom Holman even raised his voice to me slightly. But with all these border crossings, you know, it's easy for us to say Joe Biden could have done his job. You know, Donald Trump proves that it was easy to do it. I think the real big indictment here is that there were Republicans like Senator James Lankford who were willing to compromise and negotiate our sovereignty to allow 5,000 illegal immigrants every single day. And guess what? It turns out you don't have to be a feckless leader. You could just do what Donald Trump did and put common sense border policy positions in place. So I think everyone should walk away from the wins that Donald Trump has had on the border to understand that there are Republicans who do not have your best interests at heart and were willing to negotiate your safety to say that they had a bipartisan bill.
Yeah, a bipartisan bill. Exactly. This bipartisanship is nonsense. All right. It's surrendering America's sovereignty. Before I let you go, I got to get your thoughts on Joy Reid, because I know we're all going to miss her and her racism and her vile hatred. The thing about Joy Reid that amazed me is that her show, every time you watched it, was a friggin' bummer. Like, I could take her occasional like racism, which would be, by occasional, I mean every single show. I could take her lies, but can you do it in a more of an uplifting, positive way? She was always so freaking down. Am I right?
Oh, absolutely. Look, I think that we're going to see her be more down. She posted that video of her crying. What was that, yesterday?
Yeah.
And I couldn't help but laugh. And I normally don't laugh when people lose their jobs because it's unfortunate. But she is the same woman that told, you know, white people tears and white male tears. And it's like, you know what? Now yeah. You can enjoy some tears. You spoke down to the American people and they've rewarded you by, you know, tuning out of your show, and now you're fired.
Yeah, you know, there's some people I don't cry when they lose their job, because I know that Joy Reid would not shed a tear if either one of us lost our jobs. In fact, exactly. She'd be celebrating it, and she'd be telling us to go enjoy our white tears. So we can, but that's the thing. You're so nice. You actually have empathy for people. I'm just cynical at this point, and I just have lost all feeling. I'm just dead inside, you know?
I'm getting there.
That's what you and I talked about the other day. The longer we stay in this business, the closer we come to just becoming pure dead inside. But keep your chin up, my friend. You're doing a great job. Follow Brianna. Brianna, what's your social media handle? And I particularly recommend following you on all of your places. But is your name similar on all the sites?
Yep. X is Brianna Lyman 2 and Instagram is Brianna.Lyman.
See, that's where I get confused. Trying to sync up all the names is not easy. I hope it's someday we can have a way to just easily do that. Because I'm Rich Zeoli on X and then Zeoli Show on Instagram. It's very confusing for everybody. You know what I mean?
I totally agree with you.
So maybe Trump can sign an executive order helping us out. We'll see what he does.
We'll lobby for it.
We'll lobby for it. Until next time, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks, Rich.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour. Zeoli Show, brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, a premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
All right, so Jimmy Manili is banned from listening to the show ever again, and YouTube chat, and dead to me after he posted the following. Justin, I would say it's a great show today, but not quite as good as yesterday with Mary Walter in for Rich. Thanks, Jimmy. That's real nice. Appreciate that. Why don't you take your and you know, it's all right. I'm going through opioid withdrawal. I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to hold back. I'm going to hold back. Be a gentleman. All right? But Jimmy Manili, why don't you take your show, take your radio, and show. All right. It'll be good. It'll be nice. It's all right. Mary Walter does a great job. It's all right. It's okay. See, Matt? See the self-restraint I just showed right there? Self-restraint.
I was impressed. We didn't have to dump anything.
Yeah, that was good. That came close right there. Came close. Yeah, I'm just happy today because the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. You know, we're thinking about doing, what do you think about this? A Halloween show on October 31st, obviously, at the Grand Hotel, live broadcast. A Zeoli Show, live show on Halloween. What do you think?
Do I have to wear a costume?
You don't, because nobody invited you. But if the people who are coming should wear a costume. Justin should wear a costume. Kirk should wear a costume. So,
mean.
But I think what we could do is, remember, I don't know if you know that years ago we did a Nancy Pelosi party where everybody had dressed up like a vampire, but maybe we could do either best Trump costume, best, I don't know, but we could do something. It would be a lot of fun, right?
Trump costume would be good.
Could be good. Yeah, it could be good. We could do that as well. All right, we'll see. But either way, this is our happy hour brought to you by our friends at the Grand Hotel. So we're very, very happy about that. Now let's jump into the Oval Office, not literally, although I have been in the Oval Office, but we're not going to jump in there right now. That would take some sort of a portal. And here President Trump had to say a few moments ago. What's that? Oh, a few moments ago as he signed executive orders in the Oval Office today. Let's take a watch and a listen.
Taxing us, and they're doing other things. They're suing all our companies. And if that's going to happen, we want to be the ones that sue, not them. And they use it almost as a form of running European countries, and the EU in particular, has been very violent in its lawsuits against our companies, and frankly, very violent and very bad to our airlines. I've gotten calls from the heads of airlines saying they stop in Europe and they're getting charged all sorts of taxes that they never even heard of. They stop and they're getting fined and charged, and they do it only with American companies. They're not doing it to other countries, so we're stopping it. And we have another thing, we have another step to go, and if they don't shape up, as an example, Apple has had to pay like $17 billion in a lawsuit that nobody thought was worth anything. And I won't get into the judge or the decision or how the decision was arrived, but I'm pretty good at this stuff, and I think it's disgraceful. And Google's being sued, Facebook's being sued, and many others are being sued by their so-called government, if you call it a government, EU. And they don't treat us right. They don't treat us right as a country. So we're going to protect our companies. We have to protect our companies. So we're not going to have any companies left anymore. I also want to thank Apple, though, for announcing they're going to invest $500 billion in our country. It's the biggest investment anybody's probably made to this date. And they're going to do it very quickly, and that's because of tariffs. They don't want to pay the tariffs, and they feel very strongly about the country now. They wouldn't have done it without us. Without the Trump administration, they wouldn't have done it. But they feel very strongly about the direction of the country. The polls have shown that, too. The polls are coming out showing direction of the company is the country is the best they've ever seen, actually. Best they've ever seen. So I just want to thank Tim Cook and Apple for the confidence. $500 billion. That's the biggest investment anyone has made in a short period of time.
Mr. President, have you spoken today with the House Republican holdouts who said they would not be supporting the budget resolution?
Well, I'm not involved in that. They know what I want, and the Senate knows what I want, too. And the Senate's got a bill that's very strong, having to do with the taxes, because the taxes is what's bringing all these companies in. So, and without it, by the way, you'd have to double your own taxes. Everybody would be doubled up, and you'd have the biggest tax increase ever. So the House has a bill, and the Senate has a bill, and I'm looking at them both, and I'll make decisions. But I don't know where they are in the vote. I know the Senate's doing very well, and the House is doing very well, but each one of them has things that I like. So we'll see if we can come together.
Mr. President, can you clarify, hopefully once and for all, what your expectations are with this email to federal employees? What are you going to use that information for? And do you see it as voluntary, like OPM has said, or mandatory?
Yeah, well, it's somewhat voluntary, but it's also, if you don't answer, I guess you get fired. What it really is
lost on that.
What it is do people exist? We have this massive government with millions of people, and nobody knows who's working for the government, who's not. So what they're doing is they're sending out a letter to everybody, and they're saying, what were the things you did last week? Mm-hmm. I guess they ask for five. And if people are working, it's easy. I could tell you five things I did last week. I could tell you five things I did 6 weeks ago, right? If they're there and they're working, they're able to say they did five things during work. And that means they're working and they're with us and they have no further obligation. If they're not, it could be there's no such person. It could be that the person's no longer working. They're no longer living at that address. They may be moved. Maybe they moved to a different country, or maybe the person doesn't exist. And we then take that payroll, that person off the payroll, and we save a lot of money by doing that. But that's one of the only ways. I think it's a very smart thing. And it says, if you don't answer, essentially, you know, there's a penalty to pay. Like, that's the end of the job.
Well, Musk has said that. The order itself doesn't say that. I think that's part of the confusion. Is he speaking for you when he says...
Yeah. Everybody speaks for me. I'm the one. I'll take responsibility. You know, the old statement, the buck stops here, right? Famous statement. Well, I can say the same thing. The buck stops here. No, we have to find out if people are getting paid and they're not working. And
Makes sense.
They have a problem. Let's say they have another job and then they write in false statements. It's a big problem if they write in false statements. They may be working for somebody else but getting paid by the U.S. government. And that would mean that they're not allowed to be doing that. You know, they're not allowed to be working for us and be working for somebody else. We're paying them a lot of money. We're paying them. So we'll see. That solves that problem. Most people aren't willing to say that, you know, we're doing this, 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 and this, and this for the U.S. government, and yet they're at another job, because that's a big problem for them if they do that. So in some cases, they're not writing back. And if they don't write back, they end up eventually losing their job. We give them extensions, but, you know, that was something we thought about a long time ago. We give them extensions, but we'll see. We have to make sure, number one, that we have people, number two, that they're working, and number two, they're working for us, not for another company.
Is it true that President Zelensky is coming on Friday to meet with you, and is the mineral deal sorted out?
Yeah, I hear that. I hear that he's coming on Friday. Certainly, it's okay with me if he'd like to, and he would like to sign it together with me, and I understand that's a big deal, very big deal. And I think the American people, even if you look at polling, they're very happy because, you know, Biden was throwing money around like it's cotton candy. And it's a very big deal. Look, it could be a $1 trillion deal. It could be whatever. But it's rare earths and other things. And look, we're spending hundreds of billions of dollars on Ukraine and Russia fighting. A war that should have never, ever happened. That's a war that would have never happened if I were president. And it didn't happen for 4 years. People say, how do we know that it didn't happen for 4 years? Would have never happened. And nevertheless, this guy went into this situation and he spent money like nobody's ever seen. $350 billion. The other thing that we don't like is that Europe has spent $100 billion. We've spent $350 billion. Europe gets their money back because they spent it in the form of a loan. And we just gave them, whether it's 300 or 350 billion, nobody really knows. They can't even tell me the answer to that, but it means probably more than that. So what we're doing is now we're saying, look, we want to be secured. We want to get that money back. We're helping a country through a very, very big problem, a problem like very few people have had. Shouldn't have had this problem because it shouldn't have happened, but it did happen. So we have to straighten it out. But the American taxpayer now is going to get their money back plus.
Mr. President, yesterday,
good.
Emmanuel Macron, you said you had spoken to Putin about the idea of peacekeepers in Ukraine, that Putin was fine with it. The Kremlin, like I said, said that that's actually unacceptable to them.
That's not what I was told. But you're going to need some form of peacekeeping, so something will be done that's going to be satisfactory to everybody. We need peacekeeping, too.
It's actually
something I did discuss, but a form of peacekeeping that's acceptable to everybody. Ultimately, we'll be able to agree on something, I'm sure.
With Ukraine and this mineral deal, what does Ukraine get in return, Mr. President?
$350 billion and lots of equipment and military equipment and the right to fight on and originally the right to fight. Look,
wow.
Ukraine, I will say they're very brave and they're good soldiers, but without the United States and its money and its military equipment, this war would have been over in a very short period of time. In fact, I was the one that gave the javelins. You remember the famous javelins? That was me. That wasn't Obama. It wasn't Biden. It wasn't anybody else. It was me. And they wiped out a lot of tanks with those javelins. And the expression was that Obama gave sheets and I gave the javelins. That was a big deal at the time. It wiped out. That was the beginning when people said, wow, that's something. Well, that was American equipment. Without American equipment, this war would have been over very quickly. And American money, too. I mean, a lot of money.
So war fighting equipment and the ammunition, that's sustained going forward for Ukraine? And how long is it sustained?
Well, it could go forward for a while, and maybe until we have a deal with Russia. Look, we need to have a deal with Russia, otherwise it's going to continue. But now when Americans put up their money, the taxpayer money, and the president approves it, we're getting our money back in some form. But it could go on for a while, or it could be settled quickly. I think it's going to be settled quickly. I spoke with President Putin. I think he wants to settle it. And once you get on with life,
it's a big deal.
Horrible. What's happening? Horrible. Thousands of soldiers a week are being killed, and others too, but especially on the battlefield, thousands.
This is a very big deal.
Being killed, and we want that to end.
Will you start?
Yeah, Brian.
Yes. Okay. Real quickly, Carolyn Levin, your press secretary, sent an earthquake through that briefing room earlier today announcing that the WHCA would not have any control over placing media in the seats of the briefing room. Just want to get your thoughts on that. And also on Air Force One, it's trending on X. People are talking about it. Get your thoughts.
Well, we're going to be now calling those shots. As you know, we won that lawsuit right there. See the Gulf of America, which is a beautiful name. Most people agree. I don't know. It's, you know, AP has been terrible. Look, I think they're radical left. I think they're third-rate reporters. I know the specific young lady that works on the account is terrible. She's a radical left lunatic, as far as I'm concerned. They don't treat us fairly. That's number one. And number two, they had no right to do that. This is the Gulf of America. And if you look at that shoreline, look at that shoreline. Look, from Florida, well, most of it is, it's called America. And a vast majority, like, big numbers. So, I'm just admiring it as I look at it. I'm getting teary-eyed, but I don't want you to say Trump broke down and started crying. No, how beautiful is that? Look at the shoreline. Look at that. Well, that's America.
Can I shift our attention to Canada real quick?
Yes, please.
Last week, I spent some time with two government officials from Canada. Yeah. I was asking them how realistic is it that Canada would be the 51st state.
Yeah.
And they told me there is a path. Alberta is first, and if they sign on, Saskatchewan would follow, and then you go west to British Columbia. There is a movement in Canada to join us. I want to get your thoughts on that and how that's proceeding.
So it's true. Thank you, Brian. It's true. A lot of people in Canada are liking becoming our beautiful, cherished 51st state. They'll have to pay much lower taxes. They'll have the ultimate security. You know, they don't pay very much for security right now because they rely on us, which is really unfair to us. They make cars that we could make, and they send them back into the United States. They make a lot of things, including the sending of oil and everything. We don't need their oil. We don't need their lumber. In fact, we're going to be freeing up, and I've asked Howard Lutnick to get that done with Lee and everybody, Lee Zeldin, environmental. We're freeing up our forests. We're going to be able to take down trees. Right now, you know, we're so restricted environmentally. We're going to be freeing it up with an emergency order. We have an emergency order, and we're going to be freeing up our forests. We have more forests than almost anybody, and great lumber, great trees. We don't need anybody's trees. We don't need trees from Canada or anybody else. In fact, we have to put the slits, as they call them, the area, you know, 50, 60-yard area in between areas of trees, it stops the fires. And frankly, California should have been doing that for years. It's almost getting late. They're going to run out of forests the way they're going. What a shame. And by the way, the water is flowing in California. I hope you people have seen it. But the water is flowing. Do you have a picture of that? I'd hold it up. Do you have a picture of that? Get a picture of it, please. You know, we had a...
The real question is, we're going to have to pause this for a second here. We got to take a break. But the real question, if Canada became the 51st state, is do we have to deal with their low energy bacon? I hope not. Because A, pork roll, B, American bacon, C, Canadian bacon, in that order. So no question about it. The other thing the president said today, which we played earlier, it's the breaking news of the day today, the Eagles will be invited officially to the White House to celebrate their big historic Super Bowl win. Got a lot more to come on the show for you today. We're just getting warmed up, but it's great to be back with you after my foot surgery on Friday. If you've been following along, you know that I've had three foot surgeries. There was supposed to be just a minor bunionectomy, just a simple thing to remove a bunion. But the surgery got infected with a staph infection because I did not go to Cooper, made a huge mistake. And then they were able to save my foot when I went to Cooper. And then today was, or Friday was the third and hopefully final surgery. So great to be back on the air. I've certainly missed, obviously, being with you. But clearly, Jimmy would prefer that I was still not here and that Mary was back in. But otherwise, it's great to be here. Otherwise, 855-839-1210 is the number on X at Rich Zeoli. So we're loaded up. We have a lot to get to. Big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. And this weather outside, by the way, making me think of spring, baby. How beautiful is this, right? Yesterday, sitting outside, smoked a stogie. I did get a little sunshine, a little vitamin D, had my leg elevated, enjoyed a non-alcoholic beer, had a stogie. Forgot to put on sunscreen, got a little red because the doxycycline, which I've been on this antibiotic now for almost 2 months. It's crazy, but makes you more prone to sunburn. But I didn't care. I was just so happy to be a warm day. But now that we're here, spring is almost here. It's time to start thinking about your lawn. And you got to go with my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America, because what you want is a greener lawn, a healthier lawn, and you want it to be guaranteed safer for your family, safer for your pets, safer for your little one, and you want less weeds. And you want a local company as well. Natural Lawn of America is that local company, safer for your lawn, more organic. The approach is great and customized to your lawn as well. That's the difference, right? See, there's a lot of companies out there. They come in and every lawn is treated just the same, but your lawn's different from your neighbor's lawn. So you got to make sure that your lawn is getting the attention that it needs. And here's the best part about Natural Lawn of America. You take advantage now. They're going to seed your lawn for free every year. That overseeding every year makes such a difference. So you sign up right now by calling 800-FREE-SEED. So simple. 1-800-FREESEED. 1-800-FREE-SEED. You get the free seeding program of my lawn care company, the trusted lawn care company that I've chosen for my lawn. And, you know, it's important to me. The kids go out there and play. I want the lawn to be safe for them. I also can't stand weeds. And so I want it to have that healthy, lush, green look. I know I get that with Natural Lawn of America, and you'll get that too. So it's guaranteed, guaranteed Natural Lawn of America. Call them now, 800-FREE-SEED, and sign up today.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million. You deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-253-6259. 800-253-6259. You have nothing to lose but everything to gain. 800-253-6259.
Do you want a new opportunity with great pay, benefits, and a team that cares? Stockwell Elastomerics, a 106-year-old employee-owned company in Philadelphia, the city of winners, is hiring. Sales engineers and motivated manufacturing workers, skilled or eager to learn, day or night shifts. Their employee stock ownership program lets you become an owner, not just an employee. At Stockwell Elastomerics, you're not just joining a workplace, you're joining a family. Apply at Stockwell.com. Stockwell Elastomerics, where careers are made and ownership is earned.
Attention, have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe, even if you have bad credit. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers, so don't wait. If you owe $10,000, $20,000, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-668-6655. That's 800-668-6655. Again, that's 800-668-6655.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes. Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less and ship directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Just send them a text.
Line to 200-300 to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Text LINE to 200-300 right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text LINE to 200-300. That's LINE to 200-300. LINE to 200-300.
As a business owner, you wear a lot of hats. One minute you're ordering today's inventory, and the next you're planning tomorrow's expansion. It's complicated, but your business credit card should be simple. With the Signify Business Cash Card by Wells Fargo, you earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases for your business with no caps or categories to track. Signify Business Cash, the deliberately simple business credit card. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/signify. Terms apply.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this important announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-329-2121. 800-329-2121. 800-329-2121.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now back to the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
This is Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Things that are a big deal this afternoon. One is the president saying the Eagles will absolutely be invited to the White House. But the second thing is that on Friday, Zelensky's coming to the White House to sign a minerals deal with the United States of America, which means that Ukraine's going to get money, $350 billion. They're going to be able to keep fighting. We're going to get the precious minerals that Ukraine has. But at the same time, the president's saying he wants this war to come to an end. He believes Putin wants this war to come to an end. So now, in thinking about this, a couple thoughts come to my mind. Number one is, how does the media react to this, thinking that he's now potentially helping Zelensky? And number two is, you know, they always say Trump is playing 4D chess. The people that hate him can't grasp the idea that maybe he's got, like, he thinks down the road. What this says to Russia, I think, is, hey, you probably want to end this war, because if we partner with Ukraine in this, money-wise, and this keeps going, then that's going to signal to NATO that they've got to step up, and the NATO members have to increase, which means you're not going to win, which means let's make a deal and end this thing. I would hope, because I don't want this war to continue. I Ukraine's minerals are not worth it to me, certainly, but I also don't think he really wants it to continue either. But now we were just giving Ukraine money. We weren't getting anything for it. The idea was that we were just backing this country because they were invaded, and we were backing democracy, even though Ukraine's not a democracy. You know, I'm sorry, but there's two important points I need to make here. Okay. Number one is that the United States of America does not have a treaty with Ukraine. There were a number of different things that were signed by previous administrations to provide protection for Ukraine, but those are no more binding than if the president signs the Paris Climate Accords or any other agreement that a president enters into. Our Constitution does not allow the president to enter into a treaty without the consent, and it has to be a supermajority of the United States Senate. We have nothing like that with Ukraine. Okay, previous presidents, both Republican and Democrat, have signed these statements saying that we would provide protection for Ukraine in exchange for them giving up their nukes. There's been various other things, but they were never ratified by the Senate. They have no bearing, and I don't even like them. I really don't. I don't like the idea of the executive even doing it without getting the Senate to sign off on that. So that's number one. Number two, Ukraine is not a democracy. I'm sorry, but I understand this notion of, well, Zelensky had no choice. He had to suspend the Constitution or suspend the elections because the Constitution gives him the right to, and blah, blah, blah. Don't give me that. This country has had many wars where we've had presidential elections, and we didn't suspend the Constitution. We didn't. Lincoln, yes, habeas corpus in the Civil War, but Roosevelt with internment camps. I mean, I think we look back now on both of those things and say it was wrong. We should not have done those things. I would hope we'd agree on that. But we also never canceled an election. Ukraine is not a democracy. They're a corrupt country. It has been branded as this fight for democracy. But heads are going to spin at this notion of what the president just said in the Oval Office a few moments ago, which is that, look, we'll give Ukraine money. They give us minerals, and then they're allowed to keep fighting. Now, I hear that as him saying to Russia, you better find a way to make this come to an end here, because now you're going to have not only the United States, but then Ukraine, NATO members are going to have to step up because that's the demand. And now this thing's going to drag on here. You're not going to win. And since the United States of America has also done something else smart, which is to end its ban on liquid natural gas exports, say Vladimir Putin, you're not going to have the ability to sell to NATO members, because you know what Trump's going to do next. He's going to turn around to those European countries and say, oh, and if you want to be part of NATO, you better buy our natural gas and not Putin's natural gas, which is something we always should have been doing. I mean, it boggles my mind still to this day that the United States of America we put in this liquid natural gas export ban on certain countries. Putin was making more money selling his natural gas to countries like France. France was giving Russia more money than it was giving Ukraine. vis-a-vis buying their natural gas. So the whole thing made no sense. It was clear that the military-industrial complex was loving this arrangement, but the American taxpayers were getting nothing for it. This war was going nowhere, and it would just drag on forever and ever. But I think the signal here now is this has to come to an end. But if it doesn't come to an end, meaning if Russia doesn't come to the table, so if Putin's puppet, as I keep calling the guy, and I'm glad that he brought up the fact of the javelins that he gave Ukraine, that Obama didn't give them and Biden didn't give them, he gave them. And also, of course, it's worth noting that Russia did not invade Ukraine when he was president. But now the so-called Putin puppet is now essentially putting the ultimate bargaining chip to Russia for them to want to come to a way to end this war. So media heads are going to explode because this just totally changes the game here and the narrative and everything else. So Friday's going to be a big day with Zelensky coming to the White House. So I'm excited by the prospect of this, and let's hope that this means that the war will come to an end. If we're going to be investing in this, which again I don't think is a good long-term investment, but Trump's point about the minerals, I think more than anything says, A, we're not just going to throw money, good money after bad, and number two, that at least says to Putin we've got a stake in this now, which we didn't have before. And it's amazing that the Biden administration never thought of doing that before. It boggles the mind, right? Today from the weaponization House Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of Government. This is a subject near and dear to my heart. If I could make the weaponization of government go away, I would snap my fingers and do it. Jeff Van Drew is somebody who also believes that very, very strong as the chairman of the Select Subcommittee on this. He's doing a great job. The Oversight Committee on this, he's doing an outstanding job on this. We have two clips of Congressman Jeff Van Drew from today's hearing on the weaponization of government. Take a listen.
Today, we are here to shine a light on something that should be deeply concerning to every single American, how our justice system was allowed to become weaponized against political opponents. Early in his presidency, Joe Biden told the nation, it's not my Justice Department, it's the Justice Department. Former Attorney General Merrick Garland promised the same thing. That was their promise. We now know it was a lie. For the past 4 years, it was not the people's Justice Department. It was a political weapon used to go after anybody the Biden-Harris administration felt needed to be attacked. Let me lay it out clearly, case after case, so there's no confusion on what happened. Let's start in the great state of New York. Alvin Bragg ran for Manhattan DA, focused on only one thing, targeting Donald Trump instead of cleaning up the many problems facing New York City. After years of searching, he revived a dismissed case with the help of former DOJ officials and used a shaky legal theory to turn misdemeanors into felonies. And it wasn't just Bragg. New York's Attorney General Letitia James also made it her mission to go after President Trump. She campaigned on it. Prosecutors, attorney generals, they shouldn't campaign on politics. They should campaign on justice.
Yeah.
She campaigned on it and she promised voters she'd quote, exact quote, get Trump.
By the way, just so you know, Larry Krasner, the district attorney of Philadelphia, another Soros-funded district attorney, he's saying the exact same thing. His campaign platform is essentially stop Trump. Oh, I should mention to you as well, I'll play another Jeff Van Drew cut, but before I do, we have a cut. This is the Secretary of the Treasury, Scott Bessent, talking about a minerals deal with the Ukraine is a win-win. We'll cue that up to play after the next Jeff Van Drew clip here from the hearing today on the weaponization of government. But let's continue with Jeff Van Drew. Go ahead, Kirk. Thank you.
After announcing his candidacy, President Trump was indicted four times, twice by partisan DAs and twice by an unconstitutionally appointed special counsel. I'm sure my Democratic colleagues will say that it was not coordinated, but it was. And I'll say it was pure political warfare.
Absolutely.
What I've laid out is just the framework of what the Judiciary Committee, this Judiciary Committee, uncovered last Congress. It was the work of this Judiciary Committee and our chairman, Jim Jordan, that did that. My colleagues, we will dig deeper into each case. I pledge to you that this committee, this subcommittee, is going to dig deep and dig hard and find out the real truth. And the reason is not because we want to rehash everything in that ugly, ugly past. The reason is we never, ever want it to happen again. It shouldn't matter. It really shouldn't matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat.
Can I pause that for a quick second here? So Patrick, my 10-year-old son, who's a very, very smart boy. You know, I love all three of my kids, but I love having conversations with him about history. Claire is really the one who loves history the most. Yesterday, she explained to me all about President Lincoln and President Washington. I learned a lot from her. And when I went to the White House last week, I don't know if I mentioned I was at the White House. Forgive me if I did not mention that. We did a live broadcast from the White House last week. Well, DeSantis and I went to the White House gift shop on the way out. And I don't know if we mentioned that or not. So I bought the girls these little White House kits that are these like stickers of the presidents and these little anyway. So they're going to have fun with that. But my son, Patrick, was saying the other day, he's like, Dad, what's the point of learning history? It already happened. And I said, well, we learn history, buddy, so that we can learn to not repeat the mistakes of the past. That's the important part about learning history, in my opinion. That's the number one thing. You know, what's past is prologue, and those who fail to learn from history tend to repeat it. I'm trying to explain that to him, and I think he gets it, but I like what Congressman Van Drew is saying about this point here. The purpose of this is not to rip open the Band-Aid, but it's so that this doesn't happen again. Well, the only way we can ensure this never happens again is, A, we expose all of this. B, we hold people accountable where we can. And C, we teach our children about how our country went astray so that they can ensure that it doesn't happen again. Because there's no justification for allowing the government to destroy civil liberties in the name of whatever, which is that stupid Robert De Niro show, which, by the way, and I give Jimmy Matthews credit, he recognized he was wrong in his statement. My hatred of that show has nothing to do with the fact that Robert De Niro opposed Trump. Like I said, I love De Niro as an actor, although I think in this show he stinks. He just looks constipated the entire time. But my point is that the show almost gives an okay to quashing civil liberties in the name of, I don't know, bipartisanship or something. The show really has no point. It's a waste of time. But we have to learn from the weaponization of government. And this is also where I like what Congressman Van Drew is saying about Republicans and Democrats. I mean, there was a time, you know, when Democrats in this country gave a damn about civil liberties and would not have put up with a government that allowed civil liberties to just be walked all over like this. Let's pick it up right there, please.
It could happen to you. I want you to really think about it. It could happen to your church. It could happen to your mosque. It could happen to your synagogue. It could happen to your temple. It could happen to your school. It could happen to your cause, whether on the right or the left. It could happen to your beliefs. It's un-American. It's wrong. This should never happen again. Our justice system should be blind to politics, blind to personal beliefs, and focused solely on fairness and the law. Under Attorney General Pam Bondi's leadership, this administration, this Congress.
Let me jump out of here for just a second here. Matt DeSantis, you wanted to make a comment about you have your next project for DOGE.
Yeah, so Elon, if you're listening, my recommendation would be for you to investigate that White House gift shop because those prices were outrageous.
I agree. They were outrageous. It was ridiculous. I wanted to buy something nice for Justin Kirk. I couldn't afford it. It was too expensive. It's a friggin' ripoff.
I think I'm heading to debtor's prison now, and I bought like three hats.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, and by the way, you can get that stuff down the street like a freaking knockoff shop on the corner. You know, don't fall for that scam. White House gift shops are fugazi. Yeah.
I got my nieces the same, like, little kits that you got your kids, and I opened them when I got back to my parents' house because I was curious as to what was inside. I don't know what the price was, but they were insane. It had to be, like, $20 or $30. It's basically just, like, some Grover Cleveland stickers.
Yeah.
It was so weird.
Yeah, it's, like, low-energy Grover Cleveland stickers. I think Zachary Tyler was in there, and, yeah, it was the whole thing was Taylor, John Tyler, Pierce, all the presidents you never heard of. You're like, who are these people? And I got, it's like, you get baseball cards, and you're like, who are these losers? You know what I mean? It was kind of like that. All right, quick break here. Dr. Mike Vineri is my dentist, and he's the best. He's going to give you the smile of your dreams. Listen, you got to have a great smile. There's so much for us to be happy about. And spring's almost here, and summer, we're going to be happy, and all these pictures and reunions, wedding season, all of it. So reach out to Dr. Mike today. He has two locations to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. And I know what you're thinking, Rich, why would I drive to go to a dentist? Because Dr. Mike has been recognized for over 10 years, 10 consecutive years, as the master of dental implants, the master of giving you your best smile. And that's why I need you to reach out to Dr. Mike today. Plus, the staff is great. Music playing in the office is great. Everybody there puts your smile and your care first. And when it comes to complicated dental work, like dental implants, there's simply no one better than Dr. Mike Vineria. He's the master of implant dentistry. So even if you've had an estimate, get a second opinion with my man, Dr. Mike. The whole Zioli family goes to Dr. Mike, and Mama Zioli discovered him for our family. Dr. Mike Vineria, VineriaDental.com.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.